First off, I'd like to start by offering congratulations to my fellow graduates who weren't able to be here today. Claire, congratulations on your degree. You may be moving a few states over, but you'll always have a home here at Vineville. James, congratulations to you. You're entering a new chapter in your life, and we can't wait to see what you'll accomplish. I had a joke written about James's mustache, but I learned that he shaved it off, which is probably for the best. But I chose today's scripture based on my time here at Vineville. I first came to Vineville Baptist when I was just 4 years old, and it's been a formative part of my life ever since. Like the scripture says, I've gotten so much advice from everyone here, and this church has provided me such a supportive family throughout my years here. It began with Sunday mornings in Sunday school with Miss Stacy Whitehead and Violet and Belinda Stover in my kindergarten years. This is where I learned everything from Adam and Eve to Daniel in the lion's den and Jonah and the whale, all those classics. I can imagine that I was quite the nightmare to have in class because, like Miss Stacy said, it took a lot for me to be quiet, and it didn't happen often. Then I moved up to the big kids class with Miss Charlotte Bearden and Miss Carol Brantley. I remember making so many crafts, drinking water out of a paper Dixie cup and eating goldfish, and yet again, asking so many questions that I was the teacher's nightmare. I also think of Miss Jean Corson, my best buddy in the choir loft. I miss wiggling my ear at her, which was our signal that we saw each other during the service. She passed away recently, but I hope that she can see that the impact that something so small as that had on my life. Looking back on this time of my life with the point of view that I have now, I realize how much of a blessing it is to have good mentorship and teaching to nurture your faith in your earliest years. Being able to give the children's sermon every so often is a privilege, and I'm hoping to play at least a small part in building the same foundation in the children that Bible Baptist has built in me. As I grew up into the young man I am now, I think my most formative years came here with the youth group. I've met so many of my brothers and sisters in Christ and have been taught so much by all of my Sunday school teachers, like the fantastic trio of Chuck Whitehead, my dad, and Kevin Clark, Tate Kitchens, and Dave Graham. Y'all have all played such a huge part in my life, and I look forward to coming to class every Sunday, no matter what. I'm sorry, y'all. I told myself this wasn't gonna happen, but I had a feeling. I have so many people to thank that I think we would be here until the sun. I have so many people to thank that we would be here until the sun rises tomorrow if I exhausted the list. I know that SNS is back open, and I don't want to keep y'all here too long, so I'll probably try to get y'all out here to beat the lunch rush. But I think I have time to thank a few people. I have to start with all the amazing ministers who have given me so much in my time here at Vineville. Trip Martin, Johnny Pierce, Dr. Kremer, Reverend Pope, Angela, Lee, and Rachel. These folks ran the show week in and week out and provided me so much in my life without even realizing it. I have to say thank you to my second family at the church, the Whiteheads. Miss Stacy, you have been with me since the beginning and have been one of my biggest supporters through everything. I can't thank you enough. Mr. Chuck, you've been a constant positive force in my life at the church. From the Sunday nights and the games that you would invent during youth and the many, many Sunday school lessons that you've interrupted with Saturday Night Live skits and whatever else you can think of, every minute that I've spent around you has improved my mood. I remember a few months ago, we were talking in Sunday school about colleges, and when I mentioned that I was looking out of state, you asked me, but how are you going to be able to handle not seeing me all the time? I know that you were joking, but the truth is, I really don't know. Annabelle, your time as impromptu youth minister was some of my favorite years at the church. You put everything you had into making sure all the kids and the youth could share in your love of the Lord. Charlie, my brother, you've been there every step of the way for me. Every hour-long conversation in the parking lot after Wednesday nights, every long night at camp spent ordering Taco Bell and sneaking out to get it at 2 or 3 in the morning when we really weren't supposed to. I've loved every minute of it. I'll miss you in South Carolina, but I'll see you around. You may have noticed that I left one minister off my list, but I think he deserves his own thank you for the impact that he's had. I haven't known Keith and Tucker for all my life here at Vineville, but the time I've had with him has been invaluable. As a pastor, a hunting buddy, a mentor, and a friend, him and Miss Sarah have helped me through some of the hardest moments of my life, and I can't thank them enough. I'm sorry. I brought two tissues up here, so if I go through them, I don't know what's going to happen. This church has done so much for my family throughout the years. Without our time at Vineville, I don't think we'd have the same level of connection that we do now. Drew, who's up in the sound room, you've been the best brother I could ask for, and you've always been in my corner no matter what. It's such an honor that I get to walk across the stage at graduation wearing your initials on my stole. Daddy, I don't even know where to begin. You've been with me every single day as a Sunday school teacher, leading youth, and just always being there for me no matter what. I know how much you give to this church, and I can't thank you enough for how much you built my life here. Oh, I'm sorry. Mimi, I know you haven't been at this church for very long, but it's been so encouraging to see how you've grown into this church and how they've accepted you here. You've been with me my whole life, and I know that you're going to support me in the future no matter what. Thank you for everything. It's Mother's Day, so Mama, you knew you had to come last. You wear so many hats here at the church. You're on church council, nominating committee, head of the nursery. And I can't even put into words how much I've appreciated everything that you've poured into this church so that the church can pour back into me. Without you, the church would not run like it does. Whew. I can remember a time when I used to be so psyched to be able to walk up to this pulpit on Christmas Eve and read scripture almost every year, year in, year out. I'd walk up here, I'd climb up on the little milk crate that'd be set out because I wasn't tall enough to see over the pulpit, and stand and shake, much like I am right now, to read scripture to what felt like millions of people. This love for sharing the gospel obviously hasn't gone anywhere. As I stand here today delivering this morning's message, I'm so thankful that Bible has taught me how to do this, and it's a skill that I'll carry for the rest of my life. I'd like to reread the last verse of my scripture for today. It says, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." No matter what happens, you're living out the Lord's plan. It is very, very easy to try and make a set plan for the future. But when the curveballs come, it's important to remember that you are in the hands of the Lord, no matter how off course you feel that you've gone. God is moving in this church every single day. He's here at Vineville, and he's watching over everyone all the time. He's watching over the graduates who are starting a new life in a new place. He's here with the family that's watching those graduates, praying that they make the right choices and stay safe in a place where they're learning independence. He's with the family that has lost a loved one, unsure of what to do next. He's with those fighting through illness, giving them the strength to persevere through whatever comes next. I may be going out of state for school, but I'll be around for as many weekends as I can make. But while I'm gone, I have a challenge for you. For everything that this church has given me, it's so important to give back to the church. Not necessarily a tithe, but anything that you can. Your time here is just as valuable as any amount of money that you can give. My faith journey has been built by dozens and dozens of people here at Vineville, giving their time to guide me and nurture me, and it will continue to sustain me and others. And this doesn't exclusively apply to children either. You can contribute to someone who has lived a long, fruitful life or somebody who doesn't know how to talk yet. So put a little bit extra in the offering plate when it comes by. Pick a friend up and give them a ride to worship. Volunteer to work a shift in the nursery. If you actually want to do that, find my mom. She would really appreciate that. Give back to the church for all the giving it does to you. I cannot begin to express the gratitude for the impact that this church has had on my life. All I can say is thank you. Thank you, Bible Baptist, for everything. Thank you for giving me the most supportive family that I could ask for. Thank you for being here for me day in and day out. And thank you for everything else that I can't even begin to unpack. But thank you, regardless. Our hymn of response today is very fitting. Number 54, Like a Mother with Her Children. If you have any proclamations you'd like to make to accept the Lord as your Savior, or you'd like to join as a member of our church, Reverend Pope will be down here to accept you. Please stay with me and sing.